This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, talking today with Doran Amarin, who's here to tell us all about the revived Soul Fest coming up on August 17th. What's happening?
Well, it's good to be here. We are putting the soul back in solar, bringing Soul Fest back to its original home at the Solar Living Center in Hopland. It's going to be one day of education, inspiration, and celebration, and everyone's invited.
You've been working on those lines.
It just rolls off my tongue.
So this is a revival of an event that was a going concern for a while, and when pardon the expression, dark, and now the sun is rising again.
That is right. That's right. Soul Fest began in the late 90s at the Solar Living Center in Hopland. Some of you may know it as the home of the Real Goods Store. It's right there on Highway 101, just north of the Sonoma-Mendocino County line. We ran the event up on that site all the way up till 2008. But for a few years then, the event kind of went into hibernation, if you will. The organization went through some changes focusing on its workshop and education programs. But the nonprofit Solar Living Institute has been up there doing its good work all along. And we thought that this was a great year to bring the event back, to bring it back to the Solar Living Center, the 13-acre grounds, permaculture, natural building are permanently on display there. And for one day only, it's going to be the global epicenter of all things green.
People missed the old event?
People do. I've had several people say to me, you know, it's like there's a hole in the world where Soul Fest used to be. And so we're looking to plug that hole up with lots of great content and some incredible experiences that people will have if you have a chance to come up.
So more of the same or a little bit different?
Well, it's a little bit different. You know, last time we had the event there was in 2008. In 2010, we had the event up at the Mendocino County Fairgrounds north of Ukiah. But we think that it's important to bring it back to the site. Again, the 13 acres is such a magical place. We've got a lot of new workshops on everything from the fungi frontier to the half-acre homestead, a lot of emphasis on going local. Naturally, some of the issues in the environmental movement, such as climate change, some of them may stay the same, but the information and the solutions continue to evolve. And we'll have some great speakers there, over 20 different workshops on lots of cutting-edge topics. And some of our old favorites, too, Ed Begley Jr. I like to call him Hollywood's Uber Green Mogul. He'll be driving his Prius up from L.A. in order to join us and talk about what's happening in the world of entertainment. And John Trudell will be there speaking about his latest project to get hemp back into American farmsteads. So we've got a lot of exciting new stuff, as well as a lot of the old standard and familiar stuff that you've seen there before.
And part of it's always music.
That's right. So we have a great musical lineup this year. Entertainment is a big part of it. As our founder, John Schaefer, likes to say, can't change the planet if you're not having fun. So we're going to have some fabulous musicians. Alice DiMicelli, who's a local Northern California folk singer, she'll be there. Albino will be playing at night. We can talk a little bit more about the nighttime portion, which is really a lot of fun. But our headliner in the afternoon will be Poor Man's Whiskey, doing their sort of jam grass stylings. Maybe they'll even do a little bit of their dark side of the moonshine. But they are a great Northern California tradition, foot stomping, eco-groovy music. You guys are going to love it.
You mentioned the evening. Let's catch it quickly before we run out of time. What's happening after dark?
So after dark, the event moves more into direct celebration. In addition to Albino playing their Afro-funk stylings, we'll also have one of my favorite activities, the Avant Garbage Trash Fashion Show. If you haven't had a chance to check that out, you really should. These ladies are amazing. They take everything from bottle caps to old bed sheets, and they even use a old kiddie swimming pool to create this incredible hoop skirt. They create haute couture fashion out of garbage, and it's quite a sight to behold and a lot of fun. DJ Dragonfly will be there laying down the groove. So it's going to be a lot of fun as we move into the dark towards midnight.
And there's a KRCB presence as well that we should mention.
Absolutely. We're very happy that KRCB and Natural Heroes Film Series are sponsoring Soul Fest this year. The Natural Heroes film series will be on display at one of our three workshop areas, so you have a chance to check out some of those films highlighting green and natural heroes from around the country right there at Hopland at Soul Fest on August 17th.
So quickly, let's recap the what, where, when, and how to find out more.
Okay, so what is Soul Fest? It is the greenest show on earth, putting the soul back in solar at the Solar Living Center in Hopland, California, Saturday, August 17th from noon to midnight. Families are welcome. Everyone is welcome. To find out more, just go to soulfest.org. That's soul like the sun, S-O-L, fest.org.
Doran Amarin has been here talking about Soul Fest. You can find more online, as he said. This has been Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson for Roland Giacopetti. Have a great day.